sounds like a nice chorus.
听起来好像很棒的一首诗歌。
I turned to it in the book.
我把我的英文的打开。
It was a blank page.
是一个白页。
I never knew Sister Gerda wrote anything.
我不知道我们的贝教士写这首。
I mean, in a song at least.
一首诗。
I could see that she could do that because she's very musically inclined.
我可以知道，因为她是有这个音乐的恩赐。
But I'm thankful that we can love Jesus.
但是感谢神，我们可以爱耶稣。
This is it.
就时间到了，就是。
The last meeting.
最后一堂聚会。
Number 10 of 10.
第十之十。
And I don't know how you feel about it, but I think every one of them have been wonderful times of meeting with Jesus.
每一堂聚会都是那样宝贵，跟耶稣。
It's always good when we come together to meet him because he never disappoints us.
很高兴，因为我们每次都可以来遇见耶稣，因为他从来不让我们失望。
Sometimes it might seem to some people to be a little too long.
有的人觉得可能聚会太长了。
Again, we go to church.
我们又去教会了。
It's like that little boy that had to come with his mom and dad to all of the meetings, every one of them.
有一个小男孩需要跟他爸妈去每一堂的聚会。
And it was hard for him.
对他来说不容易。
Especially when you got to number 7 and number 8 and number 9.
直到第七堂、第八台、第九堂。
And the mother tried her best to try to keep him quiet and entertained, but it wasn't working very well now by the ninth meeting.
他妈妈一直想要让他来帮助这小孩子给他玩，只是对他来说到第九堂真的不容易。
She brought these little cars for him to play with.
他妈妈带着小车子玩具让他玩。
And he took them out and he was going vroom, vroom, vroom.
他就拿着车子 vroom, vroom, vroom.
She said, shh, no, no, no.
妈妈说 no, 太大声。
Okay. So then they did the next thing in the meeting and the next thing. And this church had a lot of flags.
那有很多国旗在这个教会前面。
All different nations.
各式各国的国旗。
Yes, even the Canadian flag was there.
加拿大的国旗也在那。
And of course the American flag.
美国的国旗。
And different other countries were represented.
各国的国旗都在那。
And then there was the Christian flag.
然后有一个属于基督教的。
And then there was the flag for the ones that were in the army, navy, the servicemen.
然后有军中的旗子。
And the boy saw those flags.
那男孩就看到这些旗子。
And he got interested in them.
他就有兴趣。
Mom!
妈。
What's the one with the red, white, and blue on it?
那个蓝红白的那个旗是哪里的？
Shh, that's the American flag, quiet.
那是美国的，安静。
Oh, okay. Ma!
妈。
What's the one with the big red leaf on it?
上面有个红色叶子的是什么？
Oh, Canada. It's Canada.
加拿大的。
Oh, okay.Shh.
安静。
Hey, Mom. What's the one there with the other emblems on it? Different ones. That one in the front.
妈，那个前面有宣章的那个旗在前面的。
Oh, that's to remember those that died in the service.
那是给那些在军中过世的人纪念
的。The little boy said, "What service? The morning service or the evening service?"
这是英文的。Service 跟聚会是同一个。
Well, I don't think anybody has died in the service.
应该没有人在聚会中死掉。
At least not yet, and I'll try not to kill you this morning.
还没，我尽量不要。
I really hope that after 10 meetings, we're not dead, or at least dead to ourselves. We're more alive.
第十堂我们应该已经里面老自己死掉，可是活过来。
The life of Jesus is more in us than when we came 10 meetings ago.
十个聚会之前，耶稣应该在我们里面有更活。
It should be that way.
应该是这样子。
I could be more like Jesus, and I could know him better all the time.
我应该更像他，更认识他了。
Now, before I get too far, being that this is the last meeting, I want to say thank you to every one of you.
我要先再跟各位说谢谢。
I think I speak not only for myself, but for my wife and my son.
也对帮我儿子跟太太说谢谢，感谢大家。
It's been a real privilege. I'm not just saying that. It's been a real privilege and joy to be with you.
我不是只是说，但是我要说，真的很有权利可以跟你们大家。
From when we landed and And then the next day went to Butchered Gardens in Victoria.
自从我们降落在温哥华，然后去布查特花园。
And then to Lynn Park.
然后到北温的公园。
And to Brown's Social for lunch.
然后到那个吃午餐地方，很好吃。
And then other places.
那还有去别的地方。
And then the food that's been prepared for us every single day, I mean not just food, but gourmet food.
还有那个特别预备的特别餐。
Brown Social would wish they could cook like Sister Phoebe.
那个餐厅希望他们有这一千可以帮他们煮。
The warmth and the welcome and the hospitality.
这样子的热情，这样招待。
It's really overwhelming.
是非常的感动。
And it's much appreciated by all of us.
而且我们非常感谢。
So, here I go. 谢谢。
You're welcome.
And I trust that the Lord will continue to work in your lives and in ours also.
相信神继续在你们。
Next time you get the urge to get on an airplane,
下次你们如果想要上飞机,
make sure it's coming to New York.
让他去飞去纽约。
Don't go to Taiwan or Hong Kong or Hawaii.
不要去夏威夷或是台湾或香港。
New York is much better than any of those places.
纽约比这些地方更好。
And if you do come to New York City, you do have to give us a call and look us up, and we'd love to see you.
那你去纽约一定要打电话给我们，我们要看
见。And if you come in the summertime, you get to go to Pilgrim Camp.
而且夏天呢，还可以去 Pilgrim Camp.
That's a little distance from New York City where we live, but just a short 4-hour car ride and you'll be there.
不远，超四个小时就到了 Pilgrim
and
Camp.
And every one of you, I really believe would love Pilgrim Camp. Now some of you have been there, so you know what I'm saying. But you'd all love Pilgrim Camp.
你们大家都去过，都很知道那地方很棒。我们都很喜欢。
So come sometime and enjoy with us on the East Coast.
有机会就来。
If you have your Bible, I'd like to read a story from 2 Kings chapter 2.
2 Kings. 列王记下第二章。
Now maybe you're saying, I thought we're supposed to talk about Jesus, and he's not in 2 Kings chapter 2.
你想说我们应该讲耶稣，怎么耶稣在列王记下呢？
Oh, yes, he is.
他在这里。
He's really all over in the Bible.
他其实在整本圣经里。
And I'm today going to just read the story that we find at the beginning of 2 Kings 2, and then we'll move on from there, not leaving 2 Kings 2, but we'll talk about Jesus.
今天我要讲列王记下第二章前面，然后就开始在也讲耶稣。
So let me read the whole story. It says that when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said,As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel.
Yes, I think we can read it together.
Good, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
The company of the prophets
大家一起念从第一节到
at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Yes, I know, Elisha replied, but do not speak of it. Then Elijah said to him, Stay here, Elisha.The Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he replied, As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Yes, I know, he replied, but do not speak of it. Then Elijah said to him, Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he replied, As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.So the two of them walked on. 50 men of the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit, Elisha replied. You have asked the difficult thing, Elijah said, but if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise not. As they were walking along and walking and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, my father, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel. And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them apart. He picked up the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak that had fallen from him and struck the water with it. Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? He asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho, who were watching, said, the spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha. And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Look, they said, we are your servants, have 50 able men. Let them go and look for your master. Perhaps the Spirit of the Lord has picked him up and set him down on some mountain or in some valley. No, Elisha replied, do not send them. They persisted until he was too ashamed to refuse, so he said, send them. And he sent the 50 men who searched for 3 days but did not find him. And when they returned to Elisha, who was staying in Jericho, he said to them, didn't I tell you not to go? And we'll stop right there.
一直到18节。
So you have a real story that took place between two real men, Elijah and Elisha.
我们看到这里, 以利亚跟以利沙,
Elijah was the teacher, the leader.
以利亚是这个老师, 是领袖,
Elisha was the trainee or the disciple.
以利沙是门徒, 是被训练的。
And you notice that Elijah is leading Elisha from place to place to place to place.
所以以利亚带着以利沙走到各地。
Before he's taken up and disappears, he's helping, teaching, training Elisha.
他在被升天之前, 他是这样子的训练以利沙。
Now I believe that this can also be a parallel to our lives as Christians.
我觉得这也是讲到我们基督徒的生命。
We're not following Elijah.
我们不是在跟着以利亚。
We're not even following Paul.
我们也不是跟着保罗。
We're following Jesus.
我们是跟着耶稣。
We're his disciples.
我们是他的门徒。
He's our leader.
他是我们的领袖。
He's our teacher.
他是我们老师。
He's the captain of our salvation.
他是我们的船长。
And where he leads me, I will follow.
他走到哪里, 我们跟随。
And just as Elisha followed Elijah, so we follow Jesus.
所以好像以利沙跟, 怎么跟从以利亚, 我们跟随耶稣。
And the places where Elijah led Elisha are very significant places and very interesting.
以利亚带着以利沙到一些非常特别的地方。
Because if we think of these different areas and places that Elijah led Elisha to, we find that they very well parallel our Christian lives.
我们发现以利亚带以利沙去的地方很像我们基督徒所会遇见的地方。
Much of what we're going to find in this chapter, we've already talked about.
很多我们, 今天要讲的,
some of the things that we'll say this morning, you'll remember, oh, we said that in meeting number 2, or that was said in meeting number 6, or that was in meeting number 4.
我们今天要讲, 你可能会想要说, 哦, 第一堂我们听了, 第四堂我们也有听过。
This is really the life of a Christian summarized here in this chapter.
其实这就是讲到我们基督徒的一生在这一章里面。
Now, we can stop following any place, any time that we want to.
我们可以停止跟随，在每时都可以停下来。
I mean, the question really is, why would we want to?
可是问题是，为什么我们要停？
There's no reason to want to stop following Jesus.
停下来跟随耶稣，为什么要这样？
But at every station, there's that opportunity given to Elijah, I'm going on, you could stay here if you want to.
可是以利亚在说，我要继续往前走，那你要可以留下来。
I'm not going to force you.
我不, 强迫你跟随。
I'm not going to put a rope or chain around you and drag you.
我不用一个链子拉住你跟着我。
I'm going on.
我要继续往前走。
I think yesterday somewhere along the line somebody played on the organ Higher Ground.
昨天我们听见那首诗歌向高处行。
My heart has no desire to stay.
我的心没有想要留下来。
I want to go to higher ground.
我要去, 往更高处行。
Now, we don't go to higher ground leading ourselves on.
我们不是到那边去，然后不自己不上去。
We follow our leader.
我们跟着领袖。
If we tried to do it ourselves and run on ahead of him, we'd get all lost or mixed up.
我们如果跑在领袖的前面，我们会走失。
But he goes before us.
可是他在我们前面走。
He leads his flock.
他带领着我们。
But he wants to lead us ever more into himself.
可是他就是一直这样子带领，让我们更靠近他。
Earlier in the week, Brother Fred and Isaac took us on a hike.
王谦跟王牧师在前阵子带我们去走路。
So we went for a walk, just like Elijah and Elisha were going for a walk.
就好像以利沙跟以利亚他们在走路散去。
Now Pastor Fred was our Elijah.
以利亚王牧师好像就是以利亚。
I didn't know where I was going.
我不知道要走哪里。
If I went by myself, I don't think I'd be back yet.
如果我自己去了，我可能现在还没有回来。
But Pastor Fred knew.
可是王牧师知道。
And the only thing I had to do was just to follow him.
那我就只跟随着他。
And I did.
那我也跟随着。
And we got back pretty well.
那我们就平安回来。
Later that evening, I went for another hike.
那一天晚上，我们自己又出去走路。
Only this time we didn't have a leader.
可是这一次我们没有领袖。
I went with my son.
我就跟着我的儿子出去。
No Brother Fred.
没有王牧师了。
No Isaac.
没有 Isaac, 王
谦。No, nobody, just me and him.
就我跟我儿子。
Like the blind leading the blind.
瞎子带着瞎子。
And when the blind lead the blind, you know what Jesus said? They both fall into the ditch.
耶稣说瞎子领瞎子两个都掉到坑里。
We went for a very simple hike.
那我们就只是去一个很简单的走路散步。
Right near where Pastor Way lives, there's that park and we went around serpentine.
在那个魏牧师家附近的公园。
I mean, how easy was that? It's just a loop.
就只是一圈而已。
How could you get lost when you're walking in a circle?
你走一圈怎么可能会走丢？
You start here and you go around and you come out there. That's easy.
你走一圈，然后同样地方出来，简单。
Maybe it's easy to you, but it wasn't easy to us.
对我们来说很不简单。
Because we walked around.
我们走了一圈。
And walked around.
又走了一圈。
We walked around some more.
又走另一圈。
And we got back to the beginning, but we didn't know we got back to the beginning.
我们回到了那个中出口进口，可是又继续走。
So we kept on walking some more.
所以我们又继续再走。
And some more. And then we thought we've seen this before.
所以我们想说，哎，这里我们好像刚才来过了。
But you know, we're near the forest and looking at trees, they kind of all look alike.
那我们就看旁边的树，怎么看起来好像
都一样。But there was one tree that I don't know what was wrong with it, but it looked like little just splinters. It looked like toothpicks were made out of that tree already.
有一棵树，它是这样子尖尖的。
Can't be.
他说不可能。
We've been here before. We got to turn around and go back.
我们刚才来过这里，我们应该往回走。
Sister Phoebe and my wife were back there waiting for us. They told be back at 20 minutes to 9.
以前刚才在那个入口那里跟我们说在20分钟。
It was a quarter to nine and we weren't back yet.
那我们已经9:15了，还没有回去。
I said, Tim, I wonder if anybody comes out at night to look around to see if anybody here is lost.
我说不知道晚上会不会有人在这里巡逻。
I asked a few people. I said, how do I get back to where the road is in the overpass?
我问一些走路的人，问他说要怎样回去。
I don't know.
那些人说我不知道。
Somebody told me you got to go this way and pass a dog run, and I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know where they were leading me.
有些人说走这边你会经过什么什么。
See, if you don't know where you're going.
如果你不知道你自己往哪里去，
You're prone to getting lost.
你就会走失。
And then you're really in trouble.
那你就会很麻烦。
Once at Pilgrim Camp, a boy got lost.
在 Pilgrim Camp 有一次一个小男孩走丢了。
We climbed up this mountain called Pharaoh Mountain on a long hike.
我们去这个 Pharaoh 的爬山。
We came down the mountain.
然后我们下山了。
And we counted the boys, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we were one short.
我们数了这些男孩，发现少一个。
Well, that's not bad. Just one is missing.
没关系，只有一个啊。
But we figured, how do you tell his mother? How do you tell his mother that he's the one that's missing?
可是要怎么回答这个男孩的妈妈？
And it was getting late.
已经很晚了。
We went, the counselors, we went back up the mountain again.
所以老师们都在爬山回去。
And all the while going up the mountain, we were yelling, Eddie!
所以我们在就是开始叫 Eddie.
No response, no answer.
我们就没有声音。
We didn't know if he fell and was lying hurt. We didn't know what had happened to him.
不知道他是不是受伤了，不知道在哪里。
Pilgrim Camp was notified.
那 Pilgrim Camp 就我们就告诉大家。
Brother Gardner, he got a whole bunch of people together and they had a prayer meeting.
所以加德拉牧师马上有一个祷告会。
We have to find this guy. This guy's lost. Eddie's lost.
那我们要赶快找到这位 Eddie, 因为他不见了。
It was getting dark.
天已经开始黑。
Who knows what crawls around in those woods at nighttime? And I wasn't about to find out.
所以晚上的时候，不知道有什么动物会在森林。
We had the state troopers involved.
所以后来我们也打电话叫警察。
They were going to come with their lights, and they were going to search for Eddie.
所以他们把他们的这个灯都带来要找 Eddie.
And they thought it best that we get out while we could still see a little bit and go to where we belong, go home.
所以我们就想说，我们就每个人先到自己的地方。
We're just about ready to leave that park.
所以我们正要离开这个公园的时候。
And one last time.
最后一次。
The three of us who were the counselors, we decided we're going to all yell together.
我们三个老师决定说一起叫。
So we went, one, two, three.
一二三。
Eddie.
Eddie, 他们就一起叫这个男孩。
Way off in the distance, we heard help.
最好远好远天，我们听见救命。
Oh.I love that sound. It was music in my ears.
好像音乐在我的耳朵。
We kept on yelling.
我们继续叫。
And he kept on following our voice, and he was coming closer and closer.
所以就他的声音就越来越靠近我们。
And then we could finally see him in the distance.
所以到最后我们看见他了。
I felt like the father in the prodigal son story.
感觉我好像那个浪子与。
I saw my little son Eddie afar off.
我看我的小儿子在那里。
My arms were wide open.
我把我手打开。
Come on back to father and home.
赶快回到父家。
When he saw us, he started to run towards us.
他看到我们就开始跑。
He left his feet. Next thing I knew, here he was.
后来他就跑到我的怀中。我把他抓起来。
He was so happy to see us.
他看到我们是何等高兴。
We were much happier to see him.
那我们更高兴看见他。
What had happened is he thought he was behind us, and so he tried to run and catch up to us.
所以原来是他以为他在我们后面，结果他往前跑。
But he was really in front of us and just running further and further away from us.
没想到他是在我们的前面，所以他越跑越远。
Then when he got down the mountain, he didn't know which way to go, and he went the opposite direction that he should have gone.
所以他下山了以后又往别的地方跑。
In those woods.Are very dense and very desolate.
那个树林非常的浓密。
And he was very lost.
他就完全走失了。
You need to follow a leader.
你需要跟着领袖。
We have a good leader.
我们有一个很好的领袖。
And he's the best guide.
他是一个最好的向导。
And he knows the way that we take.
他知道我们要走哪一条路。
It says that he goes before his sheep.
他说他在我们羊群的前面行走。
And we just follow on.
我们就只管跟随。
That's what Elijah was doing with Elisha.
所以以利亚就是这样对以利沙。
Now what we didn't read at the end of 1 Kings, you have a little story there where Elijah says to Elisha, throws him his mantle and says, Elisha, come on, come and follow me.
利王记上有一个故事，就是说以利亚他叫以利沙来跟随他。
And Elijah says, no.Not now.
以利沙说还没有，还不是现在。
I first want to go home and take care of my parents and make sure I not yet, not now.
以利沙说哦，我要先回去跟我父母说再见。
Sometimes the Lord calls you, calls me.
有的时候神呼召我们。
He calls us to follow him.
要我们来跟随他。
He wants to lead us.
他要带领我们。
We hear his voice.
我们听见他声音。
But sometimes for maybe even a long time we resist.
可是很长的时间我们就是没有跟随。
I'm not ready to follow now.
我们还没有
I still have my own desires, my own things to do.
我还有我自己想做的事。
I'm not willing to lay that aside and follow where you lead me. I want to follow my own path.
我想要走自己的路先，那还没有。
There's nothing wrong with my own path. It's a good path.
我的路是那样还 OK 的，可以自己继续走。
The book of Proverbs says twice there is a way that seems right unto a man.
箴言说到有一条路好看起来好像是正路。
But the end of that way is the way of death.
可是它却引到灭亡之路。
It seems right.
听起来好像不
错。It looks good.
听起来好像是对的。
We can see way off the destination that we'd like to head to.
好像我们可以知道我们要去哪。
But Jesus says that's not the right way. There's only one way.
可是耶稣说不是只有一条正路。
He said he is the way.
他说他自己就是正路。
He's the truth and the life.
他真理生命。
There's only one way that goes to heaven.
只有一条路到天堂。
And Jesus is that way.
而耶稣就是那条路。
And when he calls us, if we have good sense, we're going to heed his call and follow his voice.
如果他一呼召，我们就要回应他的呼召来跟随。
So here in chapter 2 of 2 Kings, Elijah calls, and we find that Elisha now follows.
所以在这里我们看到以利亚一呼叫，那那个以利沙就跟随。
And the first place, the first city name that we have is they were found at Gilgal.
所以第一个来到的地方就是吉甲。
Now, what's Gilgal mean?
吉甲是什么意思？
What is the significance of Gilgal?
吉甲是什么意思？
Well, I'm not going to go back into the story because it would take too long, but back in the book of Joshua, you find Gilgal is a very prominent place.
在约书亚记里面说到吉甲是一个很繁荣的地方。
A very, very important place for Joshua and the children of Israel.
是一个很重要的地方给一对以色列百姓。
It was really where they started their pilgrimage.
这是他们开始跟随神的一个地方。
God had led them through the desert out of the land of Egypt.
神领他们出旷野，出埃及到旷野。
And now they finally crossed over to the other side of the river.
他们就过了红海。
And now they had to follow him there.
他们过了约旦河，他们就要来到迦南地。
He was going to lead them.
神要继续带领他们。
They just needed now to follow.
继续讲。他们要继续的跟随。
They came out of the house of bondage, out of Egypt, out of slavery.
他们从埃及出来。
And you know how they got out? They got out because the Passover lamb had been killed and the blood had been put over the doorpost.
你们都记得他们怎么出来，就是逾越节的羊羔被杀了，然后血涂在门上面。
And when the death angel saw the blood, he passed over that home.
那个死亡的天使看到这有血，他就逾越过去。
But in all of Egypt, where there was no blood on the doors, the firstborn son was slain and killed in every home.
可是在埃及人他们的门框上没有血，所以他们长子都被杀了。
Pharaoh's home was not excluded.
法老的儿子也被杀。
And when there was so much sadness and sorrow because of the death of the children of the sons, finally Pharaoh said, "Get out of here! Get out of here!"
所以在那个时候，全地有哀哭，所以法老就说：“受够了，你们都走吧。”
We'll give you money. We'll give you food. We'll give you whatever you want. Just go.
我给你们金子、银子，给你们食物，你们就走吧。
And the children of Israel went that night.
所以那一晚他们以色列民就离开。
And it was because of the blood that was shed that they were freed from Egypt.
所以因为都是羊羔的血被流出来。
It's because of the blood that Jesus shed that we're freed from our sins, from our Egypt, from our bondage.
这就代表耶稣的血是这样为我们流出来，让我们可以被释放，可以被不被掳掠。
So when they got out and Pharaoh's army was drowned as they tried to cross over the sea, but the waters came back andAll Pharaoh's armies are gone.
所以过红海了，然后红海把埃及所有的兵丁全部淹在里面，法老就没了。
And that past is all behind the children of Israel.
全部都在以色列人就经过了一切这。
They set up a camp there.
所以他们在那里，在海的另外一边开始安营。
And they named that place Gilgal.
所以他们在那个地方叫那个地方吉甲。
It means the rolling away of the reproach.
所以这意思就是说他们这个地方滚开了他们
Rolling away of the reproach of Egypt.
就是埃及的那些不好的都滚开了。
It was there at Gilgal that they once again kept the rite of circumcision.
所以到了吉甲他们那里才开始行割礼。
Circumcision was the mark that these are my people, God's people.
割礼是一个对以色列神子民的一个记号。
They hadn't done that for many, many years when they were living in Egypt.
他们在埃及很久很久都没有这样行。
But here is the start. Here is the initial beginning. It's the place of Gilgal where the reproach of the old is now gone and rolled away.
所以在这里又有一个新的开始，好像那个旧的就要滚开了，旧的全部都是过去了。
Where the children of Israel are now once again marked as God's people.
所以以色列在这里又可以成为神的子民。
There at Gilgal, they once again kept the Passover.
所以在吉甲，他们也有开始遵守节日。
They hadn't celebrated that for many, many years in Egypt.
所以在埃及很久没有遵守逾越节。
But now when they came out, here's the first time. Now we're going to celebrate. We're going to remember.
所以他们来到这里又开始纪念逾越节。
We're going to remember what God's done for us.
要纪念神为我们所行的。
We're His people.
我们是他子民。
We belong to Him.
我们属于他。
The blood has been shed.
这血已经被我们流。
We're free.
为我们流我们自由了。
He whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
他儿子说我们自由，我们就自由。
Yesterday Tim talked about repentance.
昨天我儿子讲到悔改。
Turning around, beginning a new life.
认罪或是转回转。
Somebody once was giving a testimony and they said, well, thank the Lord that I've been saved and now I've repented of my sin and I've made a turn and I've turned 360 degrees.
有一个人他做见证说我也悔改我这样转360度又转回。
No, brother, cut it in half.
不对应该在一半。
Repentance is you turn 180 degrees.
悔改是180度而已。
And you start walking a different direction.
然后走另外一个方向。
Not the same way you had been going.
不是又回来同一个方向。
Old things are passed away.
旧的已经过去。
All things have become new.
全部都变新了。
Now I'm following a different leader.
那跟随另一个领袖。
And my Elijah, my Jesus is leading me a totally different direction in this world.
我的耶稣在这世界是走另一个方向的。
There's a broad way.
有一个很大的宽的道路。
Broadway's in Midtown Manhattan, but this is another Broadway.
在纽约有一条大路。
There's a Broadway, Jesus says, and it leads to destruction.
那有一条大路，这是到灭亡之路。
And there are many, many people that are going that way, taking that broad road that leads to death.
那很多很多人是走在这条路上，一直到灭亡。
And Jesus calls us.
可是耶稣呼叫我们。
Come on onto my pathway.
走到我的道路上。
Isaiah 35 says it's a highway of holiness.
以赛亚说这是圣洁的道。
It's going to lead to heaven, to glory.
圣洁的道路 到圣洁。
And the people that are marching and walking on that trail, on that path, are happy people. They're rejoicing.
走在这大道的上面的都是一群喜乐的人。
The redeemed of the Lord are going to return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads.
会有永乐归在他们的头上，他们要这样子的喜乐。
I noticed how many of you, not only today, but every day when you pray.
每一日我们祷告。
Many of you in your prayer say, we praise you this morning. We praise you with a loud voice. We praise you with all of our hearts.
我们会说我们赞美神，我们赞美用我们的心。
Of course we do. We're God's people.
当然我们要这样赞美。
We praise him for what he's done for us, from where he's taken us out of and where he's brought us to.
我们就是要这样赞美，因为他把我们从另外一边带出来。
And that's where our experience, all of our experiences begin.
这就是我们所有的经验的开始。
They begin at Gilgal. They begin at the cross.
所以他们是从基甲开始，
十字架。But if you read through the book of Joshua, you find that Joshua didn't just go from Gilgal, but he every once in a while went back again to Gilgal.
所以常你看约书亚记，他不是只离开基甲，他常常又回到基甲。
No matter where else he had to go to subdue the enemies in that land.Periodically, he would go back to Gilgal.
他不管从基甲离开去跟别的地方征战，可是又回来。
Never going to get very far from Gilgal.
然后又离开基甲不远。
And we never get very far from the cross.
所以好像我们从来不会离十字架太远。
We never graduate from the cross.
我们永远不会在十字架毕业。
We never put the cross behind us and say, "Well, that's the beginning. Now I want bigger and better things."
不会说哦，十字架只是开始，我们现在要往更好的地方。
The bigger and the better things are always because of the cross.
那因为更好的地方都是因为十字架。
Because Jesus shed His blood and died for us and sent the Holy Spirit and opened up a new life that we now can walk in new.
因为耶稣他在十字架上为我们流宝血，让我们可以被圣灵充满，然后可以走在新的路上。
And it starts for every one of you and me. It starts at Gilgal.
你跟我都是从基甲开始。
I'm probably sure you sing somewhere in your hymn books. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, at the cross.
在十字架。
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
耶稣让我靠近十字架。
Years ago, when I was just beginning in the ministry,
很久以前当我开始服侍。
We were in the what we call the faith home for morning meetings with those that were training for the ministry.
我们在信心家庭同工在那里。
Brother Edwin Waldvogel told us.
吴牧师在那里跟我们讲
He said, he called us boys. Boys.
他说男孩们
Make much of the cross.
他说来好好的注意十字架
Speak often about the blood of Jesus.
常常讲耶稣的宝血
Don't ever get very far away.
不要离这个太远
And then he said to us, whenever in a meeting you sing about the cross, or you sing about the blood,
聚会中,
you'll find that Jesus will draw near by his presence. We lift up the cross. We lift up Christ. We lift up the blood that he shed for us. And we never get very far away from it. But we don't stay in that initial experience of sins forgiven and repentance. And so Elijah said to Elisha, now stay here if you want to.
以利亚就对以利沙说,
the Apostle Paul wrote to some Christians in the book of Hebrews, and he said, by this time, you should have gone a little bit further. You could have been teachers by now, but you haven't really grown or matured.
保罗说, 你们应该可以当老师了,
you still need the basics.
你们还在,
I want to give you other things. I want to give you meat to eat, but you're not ready to eat it yet. You still need the milk.
我想要跟你们肉吃,
we need to grow.
我们需要长大。
As newborn babes grow, so we too as Christians need to grow.
好像一个婴孩需要长大, 我们也一样。
We're born again when we come to the cross.
我们来到十字架是已经重生。
But we need to grow up.
可是我们需要再长大。
We need to come to maturity.
我们需要成熟。
That's what he wants to do for you, for all of us.
他是要这样子的做在我身上。
He wants to lead us on.
还要继续带领,
babies are very, very precious.
婴孩非常宝贵。
You see them so small, so tiny, so cute.
看他们好可爱,
and then they grow a little bit.
然后他们慢慢长。
Now, if that baby didn't grow and that baby stayed this size for 20 years, that wouldn't be so good.
如果一个baby就20年还长这么大, 那就有问题。
Here's my child, here's my baby. How many months old is that child?
哦,这是我的宝贝,
oh, let's see, months. He's 97 months old.
他已经97个月了。
Oh, so small, 97. That's
哦, 好小哦。
That many? No, can't be.
不可能的,
no, but you feed that child.
如果你喂养他,
and usually the children grow up and they get this big, 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 and then they get too big.
然后他们就越来越大,
and then we get to a certain age and then we begin to shrink a little bit again.
然后到一个年纪又开始萎缩,
but spiritually we continue to grow. Because he continues to lead us and we continue to be fed by him. And the next place that Elijah says, come on, I'm going to Bethel.
所以下一个要去的地方以利亚说我要去伯特利。
Stay here if you'd like to at Gilgal, but I'm going to go to Bethel.
哦,你可以留在吉甲, 但是我要去伯特利。
I don't want to be misunderstood. We never leave, really. We don't graduate and get away from Gilgal. It's always there. We always remember Gilgal, but we need to move on.
我们就从吉甲出来, 可是我们要继续往前走。
Gilgal means the house of God.
Bethel.
I'm sorry, Bethel. Sorry.
伯特利。 伯特利代表神的家,
the house of God.
是神的家。
Now, God, when he saves us, puts us into his family, into a house.
当我们被拯救, 我们被放在这个家。
We talked about the bodies when we talked about Ezekiel's vision and all the different bones and the coming together.
我们讲到以西结他的故事, 他有很多的干骨, 然后可以成为肉。
We talked about how the Apostle Paul said that from one member of the body to the other member of the body, there's a flow of life as we all hold to Christ who is the head.
保罗说我们都是一个肢体, 然后抓着耶稣是一个头。
But the Bible also portrays the church of Jesus Christ as a house.
可是, 圣经也说, 神的家是一个家。
And Peter says everyone in that house is like a living stone.
彼得说在这家每个人都是一个活石。
We're not dead stones, we're alive. 不是, it's a living house.
不是死掉的石, 是一个活的家。
But he puts every stone right where it belongs.
那他神把这个每一个石头放在该放的地方。
You don't get to say, but I don't like heights. I want to be down here at the bottom.
你不会说, 哦, 我怕高, 所以我要在底部。
He puts the living stones right where they belong, right where they fit.
他把活石放在该放的地方。
He's got a large house.
有一个很大的一个家。
And he puts everyone in that house as he desires.
那他把他自己该放的, 他知道他在那里, 他就放在那里。
And then it's in that house that we need to learn to love one another.
所以是在这个家, 我们要学习彼此相爱。
What do you say? Problems to solve sometimes along that line.
有的时候我们要解决一些问题, 关于这个家。
But he puts us into a body so that we could learn to love one another, we could learn to overcome, we could learn as Christ teaches us to live in harmony.
可是把他把我们放在一起这个家，就是要让我们可以和平和睦的一起学习。
No cracks in the wall.
没有缝，石头跟石头。
But everything just together.
全部都是这样接的很
好。We then become the habitation of God by His Holy Spirit.
我们变成他所充满的这个殿居住的地方。
And so He fits us all in.
所以他把我们全部这样拼。
At Bethel.
在伯特利。
And a part of being fit into the body of Christ is coming to church.
那要怎么联合呢？就是来到神的家，神的教会。
We come to the house of God.
我们来到神的家。
I know we are the house of God. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
你们是神的殿，我们是家。
I don't know if you do this in Canada, but we used to do this back home. Here's the church. This is the church.
这是教会。
This is the steeple.
那是一个教会上面的塔。
And open the door. And where's all the people?
那所有的打开。
But then you can do it this way. Here's the church and here's the steeple.
这是教会。
You open the door.
打开门。
There's all the people.
所有的人在里面。
Well, the church is really the people.
教会其实就是人。
It's not so much the building.
不是那个建筑。
But it's the people.
是那些人。
But the people come together in the house of God.
可是人在一起可以成为神的家。
And it was said yesterday, I don't know if it was Sister Pearl or Sister Gerda that was explaining the difference between waiting on the Lord by yourself and waiting on the Lord corporately as the people of God.
所以昨天我们讲到荣教士他教导一个人等候跟一群人等候不一样。
See, sometimes people want to know, could I be a Christian and not go to church?
有人说我可不可以成为基督徒然后不要去教会。
I mean, how do you answer a question like that?
你要怎么回答?
Why do you even ask a question like that?
你为什么要问这问题?
My question would be, if you're a Christian, why don't you want to go to church?
应该是说你是基督徒，可是为什么不去聚会?
Do you need to be fed?
你需不需要被喂养?
Yeah, I'll cook my own food and I'll eat my own food.
哦，我自己煮，我自己吃。
Well, God has put into the church people that He has ordained to feed you.
可是在神那里，他有人会喂养。
I'll listen to the radio.
哦，没关系，我听收音机。
No, God has put us into the body of Christ so that we can love one another. You can't love the radio and the people through the radio.
你不可以爱一个收音机跟爱收音机的人，你要在教会里才可以爱。
That's why in Hebrews chapter 10 it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is."
所以希伯来书第十章说不要欺骗。
But we come together so much the more so as we see the day approaching.
那我们看到更知道这日子快要到，更是要这样子。
And one of the major reasons why we come together really is not just all about you.
那我们这样子聚集在一起，不是只有关于你。
There may be people in the body of Christ that need you.
也许在神的肢体里面有人需要的是你。
They need you to loan them an empty vessel.
他们需要一个空气里面。
Filled with the oil.
充满着油。
Because that's what's going to help meet their need.
所以这样才可以帮助别人。
And if you're not here, you can't help.
如果你没有在这里，就帮助不了。
You can't pray with them and have faith for them.
你可以为他们祷告，为他们有信心。
You can't be admonished and encouraged together to go on and serve the Lord at Bethel.
你在伯特利才可以这样子的互相鼓励，互相追求。
There was once a man that came into one of our churches years ago.
有一个男士他来到我们教会。
And he came in and he said he needed some money.
他一进来就说他需要钱。
I don't know if they ever do that around here.
这里有没有这样子?
Every once in a while back home we have that, I was going to say problem, we have that occasionally arise.
我们常常有这样子的。
People come in and they don't really want to come to church, they don't really want to come to meeting, they just want money.
他们进来教会不是只要来聚会，是要来要钱。
Sometimes they may have a need, sometimes they have a substance abuse problem, whatever it might be.
有的时候他们是吸毒的，是问题。
This man came into a church one time.
这个都在教会都会有。
And he said, I need this, I need this, I need this. I got a sick relative in South Carolina and I need bus fare to get there or whatever story he gave.
所以他就常讲一些故事，哦，我有谁要帮忙，我有谁要要做什么。
And so, the pastor said to him, what church do you usually go to?
所以牧师就问他说，你去哪一个教会？
Oh, I don't really go to a church.
哦，我不是真的去教会。
I belong to the invisible church.
我是隐形的聚会，教会。
The pastor said, "Okay, here's some invisible money. Go buy your food."
他说这有些隐形的钱，去买东西吧。
We don't belong to an invisible church.
我们没有在一个隐形的教会。
We belong to the church of Jesus Christ, made up of living stones.
我们是耶稣基督的教会，都是活石。
And the Lord wants to put you into an assembly, and He wants to make you. a pillar in that church.
He
wants you to find your place.
He
wants you to fill your place. Whether you're young or whether you're old, whether you have outward abilities or no outward abilities,
或是有外表恩赐或没有恩赐,
we can all pray.
我们都可以祷告,
we can all be there in faith.
我们都可以有信心,
years ago when we first started in the church and I was put on the platform as the minister,
在很久以前我被请到这个讲台上坐着,
there were a number of people, but one woman in particular that I was so happy that she was part of that church.
所以有一个姊妹, 我很高兴, 她也是在这个教会,
she didn't preach,
她没有,
she didn't sing,
她也没有唱诗,
she didn't play an instrument,
她也没有诗情,
she didn't do anything but attend and come.
她只是来参加,
but she was so filled with the glory of God.
可是她充满神的荣耀,
when she came into the church, she brought Jesus with her.
她进来教会就带着耶稣,
she brought the presence of Jesus.
她在耶稣的同在,
she was so in touch with him.
所以她一直与耶稣联合,
she'd open her heart and begin to worship the Lord.
她就开始敬拜神,
and you could just sense how the Lord would pour out his spirit in that meeting. She was an old lady.
她是一个老年的姊妹, 她就想到, 感觉到神就这样子充满着,
but how essential she was to that assembly. Elijah says, Elisha, stay at Gilgal if you want to, but I'm going over to Bethel.
以利亚跟以利沙说, 你可以留在这里, 我要去伯特利。
And Elisha says, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I'm not going to stay here. If you're going, I'm going.
那个以利沙说, 向永生神启示, 我必不离开你。
If you lead me, I'll follow.
你走到哪里,
and so they went on. They noticed that there are some prophets following along with them.
They're
just watching what's going to happen next. What's going on?
他们在那里看,
and once in a while they pipe up and they say, hey, don't you know, Elisha, that today the Lord's going to take your prophet, he's going to take Elijah away from you?
然后他们会问以利沙说, 你不知道今天神要把那个以利亚接走了?
Yeah, I know, but don't talk about it.
以利沙说, 我知道, 可是不要讲,
I'm just going to follow right now.
我就一直跟随。
So Elijah says, okay, I'm going from here and I'm moving on to Jericho.
那以利亚说, 我要去耶利哥。
I mean, stay here if you want to, but I'm going to Jericho.
你可以留在这里,
now, Jericho is significant in two ways, I believe, two major ways.
耶利哥有两个重要的地方。
It was a place of tremendous victory.
是一个得胜的地方。
It was that place, that first place, that the children of Israel from Gilgal went and they conquered the city of Jericho.
是神的百姓从基甲出来第一个打败的城。
God wants to lead his people to victory.
神要带领他的百姓进入得胜。
He wants to bring his church to victory.
他想要带他的教会进入得胜。
Jesus said the gates of hell are not going to prevail against his church.
耶稣说, 阴间的门不会得胜教会。
The church is an organism that moves and moves forward and conquers.
教会是一直在动, 一直得胜的。
Even the strongholds that the enemy has set up.
敌人的这个占领, 这个城墙也不会被,
the church of Jesus Christ doesn't have to look and cower in fear that, oh no, the enemy's there, what are we going to do now?
教会可以不用看着仇敌说, 哦, 不好了, 仇敌在那里。
We have to be more like David.
我们要像大卫。
When he saw Goliath out there,
他一看到哥利亚,
and all the rest of God's people were standing there on the hillside going, oh no, 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 not us, no, we're afraid.
别的以色列百姓在那边说, 哦, 不可能, 不可能。
Goliath is so big.
哥利亚这么高,
he's so strong.
他这么强壮,
we're not going to be able to do anything. We can't do this.
我们什么都不能做。
The Bible says that David, when he took that, first he tried Saul's armor, it didn't work. He got his five stones and he got his sling. And it says he ran towards the Goliath, towards the giant.
大卫他就本来去穿着他那个装甲, 然后就后来不行, 就去拿那个石头, 最后他赶到那个战场。
That's really a good attitude for the church to have.
There's
the enemy, there's the stronghold.
这里有敌人,
but he leads us from victory to victory. We go forth conquering and to conquer.
我们是得胜又得胜又得胜。
And in our leader's name we triumph over every single foe. Every enemy we triumph. We get the victory over every enemy.
所以我们可以对着每一个敌人说都得胜，可以得胜。
Because of Gilgal, the blood that was shed, the price that was paid.
因为是基甲耶稣基督的宝血。
And because we as his army, as his people, have the right to claim the victory in his name.
我们属他的子民有这样子的权利可以宣告他的得胜。
And so although there might be a walled city,
虽然有一个城墙
too high,
太高了
too wide,
太宽了
no way in,
没有办法进
but the Lord says no I want you to conquer that city in my name
可是神说靠着我的名可以
now here's the other part of Jericho
还有耶利哥还有另一个意思
how are we going to do this
要怎样进呢
and the children of Israel found the way to victory is through obedience
是靠着顺服可以得胜
a tremendous lesson that we need to learn if we're going to amount to anything in the kingdom of God
是我们所要学的任何一个得胜
obedience to the Lord
顺服神
the Lord said to Joshua what you need to do is get the people to walk around the walls
约书亚说要怎么做呢听神的话去绕城
that's not going to bring the walls down
这样怎么可以把城墙弄倒
but they didn't question oh I don't understand that way I don't like that way so I'm not going to do it
他们没有说哦，我们不喜欢这样所以我们不要做
when he says something to us in his word just do it
神说了他们就去做了
you remember Nike the label
记不记得 Nike
just do it
just do it
don't question it
不要问问题
Jesus said or Mary said to the servants at the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee, I don't know what Jesus might ask you to do, but whatever he tells you to do, just do it.
记不记得迦南的婚宴玛利亚叫他仆人去盛那个水缸然后他们就去行了。
And you remember there, Jesus said, I want you to fill these pots with water.
耶稣说我要把这个缸全部加满水。
But we don't need water, they wanted wine, they don't want water.
可是他们要的是酒不是水。
Just do it.
就去做。
He told you to do it, just do what he says.
就去做他叫你做就去做
and fill it to the brim.
然后他们把它浇到满满的
and then get the ladle and spoon it out and give it out to the governor of the feast
然后把它摇出来给那个管婚宴的
but he'll kill me for this
只是他们会把我杀
了 he doesn't want water and this isn't going to work
这只是水啊
just do it
但是没关系
you don't have to understand
不需要去
you don't have to question
不需要问问题
you know there's some very very basic truths in the Bible that we just need to do
有的时候非常基本的我们就要去做
We read in the Bible that we're to rejoice evermore
我们说我们要欢喜快乐
Pray without ceasing and in everything give thanks
常常喜乐不住的祷告凡事谢恩
And then Paul says to the Thessalonians That's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you
保罗对帖撒罗尼迦教会说这个就是神的旨意
Those are commands
这是一个诫命
Those aren't rejoice when you feel like rejoicing Rejoice evermore
他没有说常喜乐等你要自己喜乐
But I don't want to give thanks I don't feel like giving thanks for this
要凡事感恩只是我不想感恩
Give thanks anyway
还是感恩
I don't know if you've heard the story of Corrie Ten Boom
你有没有听过彭克利的故事
Is that name familiar hiding place
yes, yes
When she was incarcerated you remember in Ravensbrook
他们在集中营的时候
She and her sister Betsy And they were put in this horrific conditions.
他们被放在集中营非常的不好。
But they found that because of the lice that were rampant all over the place.
可是因为在那时候他们都长跳蚤。
The prison guards wouldn't come into that place.
那个囚犯的就不管囚犯不敢进来。
And so every night, Betsy and Corey took out that little Bible that they smuggled in.
所以每个晚上他跟他姐姐就拿着那个小圣经。
And they gathered the women around them.
他们就把所有的妇人聚在一起。
Began to tell these women who had never heard about Jesus in their life.
就开始讲耶稣对他们传教。
They told these women about the way of salvation and how wonderful and precious Jesus is.
他们讲到救恩，讲到耶稣的宝贵。
And they were never bothered. They were never interrupted by the guards.
那警卫都不会来管他们。
In one time, Corey began to murmur and complain. These lice, they drive you crazy. These lice.
那这彭克利有一天就说，哦，这些跳蚤太麻烦。
And Betsy said, Corey.
那 Betsy 就跟他说
Thank God for the lice
感谢神有跳蚤
If we didn't have the lice The prison guards would be in here
要是没有跳蚤那个警卫就进来了
But God so graciously sent us the lice
可是神那样子的把跳蚤赐过
Thank the Lord for the lice
感谢神有跳蚤
When was the last time you thanked the Lord for the lice
你最后一次感谢主有跳蚤
But we don't do that very well
可能不会常常
In everything give thanks
凡事先
And there are many, many simple instructions that we know so very well, but we need to not just know them, we need to do them.
有很多基本的教导，我们不是只是要听，我们要去行。
Jesus didn't say to his disciples, "Happy are you if you know the scriptures."
那个耶稣没有说哦，你听。 知道这个圣经的人有福了。
He said, "Happy are you if you do the scriptures."
他说那个行这个道的人。
And those that not only hear my sayings but they do my sayings are like wise men and women who build their house on a rock.
他凡听了我的道就去行的，好像聪明人盖房子在磐石上。
And when the storms come,
那风吹雨打。
And the wind blows,
风吹。
That house stands.
那个房子站着。
Because there are people that have heard my sayings and are obedient to them.
因为有人他有耳听了，他们就顺服。
So they walked around the wall.
所以他们绕着城墙。
The other part of the command was no talking.
那另外一个就是不要讲话。
All the way around, not a word.
绕城不可以讲话。
I don't even want you to say hallelujah.
都不要说，连哈利路亚都不要说。
Don't praise the Lord.
甚至不要赞美。
Just walk and.Abject silence around the walls.
就安静的绕着城。
I think those people in Jericho that were looking at them were getting scared.
耶利哥城的上面可能在看。
What are these people up to? What are they doing?
他说这人在做什么。
He said, I don't know. They're just walking around.
他们只是在绕。
The next day they had to walk around again.
下一天又绕一圈。
And the third day around again.
他们又在绕。
By the fourth day, I would have said, I'm staying home. This is ridiculous. Nothing's happening.
第四天耶利哥人说啊，我不要看了。
He said, walk around. Just obey.
神说绕城
learn obedience.
他们就去绕
It's not an easy lesson to learn.
不是简单的
Because you have your own will and your own desires and your own understanding.
因为你自己也有自己的旨意跟你自己知道的
But to recognize as soon as you possibly can that his ways are best.
可是当你发现他的方法是最棒的
And as we sang earlier, let him have his way with you.
我们刚刚唱让他做主
Well, that last day, as you recall, now we walk around six times.
那最后一天他们绕
And the seventh time, we're going to blow a trumpet at the end.
可是到第七天，他们到最后要开始。
And we're all going to shout.
开始欢呼。
And so they did.
所以他们就这样子。
And they blew the trumpet.
所以他们吹号。
And all the Israelites shouted.
他们全部都呼喊。
I don't know what they shouted. Maybe they said praise the Lord.
不知道他们说，可是他们说赞美神。Hallelujah.
I don't know what happened, but the walls fell down.
不知道为什么城墙就倒了。
Was it the volume of noise that made the walls tremble and shake?
是因为声音很大声吗
？Did the Lord send an earthquake to cause the walls to fall down?
还是神有一个地震
？I believe that it was obedience.
我觉得是因为顺服。
Obedience to the command of God brought the walls down.
顺服神的诫命把这个城倒了。
Your shortcut to victory is to obey God and obey His word.
Sorry.
Your shortcut, your quick way through to victory.
Yes.这个最短的路程就是顺服神
is to let him lead you to Jericho,
就是让他带你到耶利哥
where he wants to teach you to obey him,
要让你学习顺服他
and he wants you to see his victory,
要让你看见得胜
and so Elijah says, well, stay here if you'd like to, but I'm going on.
以利亚继续说你要在这里可以
I mean,
我要继续走
how much further do we need to go? We've gone pretty far.
我们已经走了很远了
well, I'm going to cross over the Jordan.
我要过约旦河。
Now you notice in the story here that the 50 prophets that were following along, they couldn't cross the Jordan, they didn't.
所以你就看到发现在这里这五最旁边这五十个先知们都没有过河。
Elijah got to that Jordan River.
以利亚就来到这约旦河。
And I guess he didn't have the rod that Moses had.
他没有摩西的杖。
So he took his cloak.
所以他拿着他的外衣。
You remember yesterday we said he uses what we have.
你知道记不记得我们昨天说用我们所有的
You don't have a rod, you have a coat, use your coat.
你没有一个杖只是你有个外衣
he went like this, he smote the waters.
所以他就用外衣打水
They parted.
所以水马上分开
And just like with Moses, the two of them, it says the two of them walked together through on dry ground.
在这里是说他们就直接走过去干地的走过去。
You know, that teaches us of an intimate walk with God.
这教导我们与神是那样亲密的走。
Maybe you sing the song "Alone with God, the world forbidden, alone with God, O blessed retreat."
我们唱与神单独，世界就离开。
Nobody else, just you and He.
没有别人，只有你跟他。
You ever have that sweet fellowship with Jesus?
你们那样亲密的与神有相交过
？Fellowship and communion with Him.
与神这样亲密交通。
Not everybody around, not all the people together, but just you and Him.
没有别的人，只有你跟他。
And He ministers just to you.
他就服侍只有你。
He speaks to you.
他对你说话。
You have a one-on-one with Him.
你对他有单独一人。
How precious those times are.
何等宝贵时间。
And He wants to lead us into such fellowship.
他要这样子的带领我们。
We're always communing with Him.
常常与他有交通。
Fellowship with Him. That's a distance to go for many, many Christians.
这是一个对我们来说是一个 很长的路。
If you're stuck way back in Gilgal, that's a nice place to be, but come on.
你在吉甲没有很好，可是继续往前。
Let him fit you into that body of Christ.
进到神耶稣的这个肢体中。
Learn his ways of obedience.
学习顺服。
See his victory on your behalf.
看到他的得胜。
And then he'll take you, just you and he.
那只有你跟他。
On that little stroll through Jordan,
他就带你进去约旦。
Where you'll see his miracle-working power on your behalf.
你就可以看到他的神迹奇事。
They got through to the other side.
所以他们过了约旦河。
The sons of the prophet stayed on the other side of Jordan. They didn't come across.
50个先知们没有过河。
And now we get to the culmination, the end of the whole thing.
所以我们就来到最后了。
Elijah says, Elisha, is there anything?Is there anything I can do for you before the Lord takes me?
以利亚对以利沙说，有没有什么我可以做的，我要被接去以前。
You know, Jesus did all this for his disciples when he was here on earth.
耶稣他做了很多为他的门徒。
And they didn't ask him, or he didn't ask them at the end, is there anything I can do for you before I go back to heaven?
他好像没有对门徒说，我最后可以为你们做什么。
Without them asking, Jesus said, I'm going to go back to heaven and I'm going to give you my spirit.
耶稣最后只说，我要去回天家，把我的灵给你们。
When Elijah asked Elisha, Elisha said, well, there's one thing that I can think of that I would like.
以利沙说，只有一件事我要。
I'd really like a double portion of your spirit.
我要双倍的灵。
The spirit that rests on you, I'd like it to rest on me.
那在你身上的灵我也要。
Jesus, you remember, prayed, the same glory that is in me, I want to be in them.
耶稣也这样子祷告说，这个荣耀我也要把这荣耀给我门徒。
Elisha wasn't asking for something out of line.
以利沙不是随便求。
This wasn't pride.
这不是高傲。
He wanted to be able to do what God wanted him to do.
他想要来做他神要他做的。
He knew he couldn't do that in his own strength. He needed the power of the Spirit that rested upon Elijah.
他知道他自己的力不行，他需要这双倍的灵。
And Elijah's response is quite interesting.
那以利沙的回答非常特别。
He says, Elisha, you've really asked for a hard thing.
他说你求的难的。
Is it hard for God to give his Spirit?
向神求是很难吗？
Is it hard for God to give to Elisha a double portion of the spirit that rested on Elijah?
对神来说求双倍灵是很难吗？
It's not hard for the Lord.
对神来说不难。
It's his delight to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.
耶稣喜悦把他的灵赐给我们。
In Acts chapter 5, Peter preaches and he says, he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
彼得说那些顺服的人他就把他灵给他们。
When we learn obedience,
顺服的人。
When we ask him,
我们问他求他。
How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
在天上父不难道不把他给求他的人吗？
So when Elijah says, Elisha, that's a hard thing you're asking for.
所以以利亚说你求的难得。
Not hard on God's end.
对神来说不难。
But Elisha, if you really want a double portion of my spirit,Then you have to keep your eyes on me.
可是以利沙，如果你要双倍灵，你要继续
You have to see me all the time.
你要一直看着我。
I'm going to depart. I'm going up.
我要升天了，我要被接走。
And if you're still focused on me when I leave, and if you see me when I leave,
你如果定睛的那样看着我。
Then your request will be granted.
那你就会得着。
Then you will be given a double portion of the spirit that rested on me.
你就会有双倍的灵从我。
Elisha wasn't told if that was going to be in 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 day, or 2 days.
以利沙没有被教导说是一天两个小时几天。
He didn't exactly know when, but he knew one thing. I have to keep my eyes on the master.
可是他知道他就要定睛看着以利亚。
I have to keep focused on him.
定睛着看着他。
And if I keep my eyes on him,
如果我继续定睛在他身上
As we read yesterday, I'll be changed as I see him and behold him. I'll be changed from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以昨天我们讲到，就像一直定睛在他身上，我们就会荣上加荣。
It's not always an easy thing for us to keep our eyes on Jesus.
对我们来说，定睛在耶稣身上不容易。
There are things that allure or attract our attention.
在我们周围常常有东西扰乱。
The writer to the Hebrews says, "Keep your focus and look unto Jesus. He's the author." And he's the perfecter of your faith.
希伯来说，定睛在耶稣身上，他是创始成终的基督。
He started this whole thing back in Gilgal.
这所有都从基甲开始。
As you looked at the cross,
看着十字架，
as you gazed upon Christ,
你看着基督，
as you saw the bleeding sacrifice,
你看到流血的，
that's how you started this walk,
他就是这样开始。
But you got to keep looking unto Jesus all the way through to the very end.
可是你要继续定睛在，
keep your eyes on him,
定睛在他身上，
focus on him,
定睛。
Go to the city of Jerusalem and just wait there.
去耶路撒冷等候。
How long? 1 hour, 2 hours, 2 days, how long?
等多久呢？一小时，两小时。
Just wait there until and just keep looking to me.
就一直定睛，一直看神。
Just keep worshiping me, focus on me.
继续敬拜他。
And then all of a sudden,
忽然，
Elijah's gone.
以利亚就走了。
But Elisha saw.
可是以利沙看见
了。Because his eyes were opened.
以利沙被眼睛开了。
He was watching.
他在看。
He was alert.
他很警醒。
He was sober.
他
活。He was vigilant.
他一直警醒。
He wasn't looking this way.
他没有看另外一边。
Well, looking that way.
我看另外一边。
Looking right at his master.
他只看以利亚。
Looking unto Jesus.
看耶稣。
There's nothing else that we want to look at, or is there?
有没有别的我们想看的？
David said, Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none on earth that I desire beside thee.
大卫说，除了你以外，我没有可以羡慕的。
Like the maiden beholds her mistress, so our eyes are looking at you.
奴仆怎样注目主人的手，然后就是。
We want to see you all the time.
我们想要一直看着耶稣。
Elijah disappeared.
以利亚就被接去了，被接到天。
Jesus disappeared and went up to heaven.
耶稣也这样被接上天。
And there came floating down the coat of Elijah.
然后呢，以利亚的外衣就这样子飘下来。
And Elisha picked it up.
以利沙把它捡起来。
That was significant, isn't it?
这是很重要的。
The spirit of Elijah.
以利亚的灵。
Could it be that this coat's going to do what it did for him?
这个外衣是也要这样子一样的。
Well, what did the coat do for Elijah?
那这个外衣怎么帮助以利亚？
He stood the Jordan River and he took that coat and he went, and the waters went.
他这样打在水里，水就分开。
And Elisha said, "Well, let's see. I'll try."
以利沙说：“我们也来试。”
It's not me. It's not my power. It's not my might. But I got the coat.
不是我很厉害，只是我拿到他的衣。
I've got the spirit of Elijah.
我拿到以利亚的灵。
So he went to the river.
所以他到河边。
I said, "I got to get back there."
他说：“我要去另外一边。”
No ferries running.
没有船。
How am I going to get across?
我要怎么过河？
Let's try this.
试试看，他就打。
Ah, the waters parted.
所以水马上分开。
And Elisha comes back all alone.
以利沙单独的回到约旦河。
And the prophets are there to meet him and wait for him.
那五十个先知在另外一边等着他。
And they look at him and they saw what happened.
那他们看着他，发现怎么了？
And they said the spirit of Elijah now rests on Elisha.
他们说以利亚的灵现在在以利沙身上。
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
神圣的灵浇灌在我身上。
Spirit of God,
神的灵。
I need you.
我需要你。
That's a hard thing though.
这是难得的。
You got to keep your focus.
你需要定睛。
You got to keep looking at me.
你需要定睛看他。
And all of a sudden,
突然，
You'll find that I'll come upon you.
你发现他来了。
I'll live in you.
他住在你里面。
I'll make you all you want, all you want me, I want you to be.
他要你成就他的旨意。
You never leave Gilgal.
你不会离开基甲。
It's all because of the cross and all because of the blood.
都是十字架跟宝血。
And he fills his whole living house.
他充满他的家。
With his spirit.
用他的灵。
And he sends us out into this world to be a mighty army.
他把我们拆出去是一个
极
大的军队去
winning victories in his name,
靠着他得胜
going forth conquering and to conquer,
靠着他得胜又得胜
because of his anointing and the spirit of God that rests upon us,
因为他的膏油降在我们身上
I know that the Lord has led your church in this way,
我知道神是这样带领这个教会
he's helped you,
他已经帮助了你们。
You've never lost sight of Jesus.
你们没有失去神。
You're always wanting more of him.
你们要这样一直有他。
Your eyes are focused on him.
你的定睛在他身上。
You're not just content with what he did yesterday, but you want more of himself today.
你们不是只是昨天满足，你们要更多。
And as we keep our eyes upon him,
当我们这样定睛，
he'll do more for us.
他会这样更多的赐给我们。
The best is yet to come.
还有更好还在后面。
The best days for the Christian church is not behind us, it's ahead of us.
基督教最好的黄金时期不是在过去，是在前面。
The path of the justice is a shining light that shines more and more until that perfect day.
义人的道路好像黎明的光，越照越明。
So Lord Jesus, I pray this morning that you would bless this assembly in Vancouver.
主祝福温哥华这个教会。
Lord, I thank you for what you've done for them.
感谢你为他们所行的。
Thank you for Pastor Wei and Pastor Fred and their families.
感谢你为牧师还有王牧师他们的家。
And for every member of this body.
还有每一个肢体。
Lord, so many living stones.
这么多的活石。
They're alive.
他们是活的。
They fit together.
他们是那样拼在一起。
You've done that, Lord. You've brought these people together as your church here in Vancouver.
是你自己做的在温哥华。
And we pray, Lord Jesus, that in them and through them that you would be glorified.
感谢你借着他们要得着荣耀。
We pray that you'll continue to direct and lead them and go before them and give them the grace to follow.
感谢你继续在他们前面领他们，让他们有恩典跟随。
And we pray, Lord Jesus, that our eyes would always see you.
感谢你让我们的眼目这样子的一直看着你。主
strengthen our sight.
让我们的眼睛打开。
Anoint our eyes with eye salve that we might see.
给我们膏油来膏我们的眼。
And fill us with your Holy Spirit.
用你的灵来充满。
Again and again.
一直一直这样做。
More and more.
更多的更多。
Plug up the leaks in our vessels.
把那个漏的地方堵住。
Enlarge our capacity.
把我们的度量扩张。
But Lord, help us to be the ministers of the new covenant that you've called us to be.
帮助我们，帮助我们成为你的新的约的那个约。
May your rich blessing rest upon us, we pray.
愿你的祝福临到我们。
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
因为国度、权柄、能力都是你的，直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.God bless you all, and again, thank you so much.
神祝福你们，感谢各位。